Welcome to Practicing Courage, a space where we're dedicated to exploring what it means to live well and engaging in practices that support finding the courage to do so. Today marks the launch of Oren J. Sofer's new book, Your Heart Was Made for This: Contemplative Practices for Meeting a World in Crisis with Courage, Integrity, and Love. Oren has been on the Courageous Life podcast before and has been a significant teacher in my life and the lives of so many around the world. So today, I'm really happy to share that we're going to honor the release of his book with a bit of a special episode of Practicing Courage for you. Here's a bit of the backstory. I had a longer podcast conversation with Oren recently, where we take a deep dive into themes and practices from his new book, which we're going to release tomorrow. And as a follow-up to that conversation, I asked Oren if he would be willing to share a guided practice from the book, which actually includes 26 different practices in it. He generously agreed. So today, you'll have the opportunity to hear from Oren as a guest teacher of sorts, as he guides you through a meditation intended to cultivate more joy. Now, in the book and our longer conversation, Oren spends some time highlighting the role of joy in the face of crises, when we're fighting for what we care about, advocating for social change, or pursuing challenging long-term goals and projects. He makes a compelling case for this in different ways, including sharing inspiring stories of people finding ways to experience some joy, even in the face of immense challenges and suffering, including powerful anecdotes of civil rights activists in the 60s singing together in chorus as they continued to fight for meaningful change. Whether it's little moments or deeper and more profound experiences, joy can keep us going when the going gets tough. And in a broader sense, is part of what makes our experience of life beautiful. I hope you enjoy this special practice. Without any further ado, here is Oren J. Sofer.
Settle your mind and body in a comfortable, upright position. Take some time to get comfortable, and if you like, allow your eyes to close gently. Do whatever helps bring your heart's full attention into the present. You might take a few slow, deep breaths, notice the sounds around you, or even the weight of your body gently resting here on the earth. Joy comes in many forms, from a quiet, contented happiness to a rush of warmth to waves of pleasure. Joy may spring from personal circumstances, from the happiness of others, and even from deep presence. As you sit quietly, call to mind something simple that brings you joy. Seeing a bird in the sky, your favorite song, the smell of the air after rain. It can be anything. Let this memory or image become as strong and clear as possible, and allow it to evoke some joy in you. Linger here with this feeling of joy, however small or subtle. Then when it fades. Call to mind another memory, person, or image that brings you joy. Again, spend some time making it clear and vivid. And then savor any joy that arises. Joy is sweeter when shared. We can celebrate others' happiness. To cultivate this kind of appreciative joy, bring to mind someone who's doing well, someone for whom you can feel some joy. Think of some good fortune or happy conditions in their life. You might visualize them smiling, or get a kinesthetic sense of being with them. Notice their happiness and invite your heart to celebrate their joy. What happens inside as you do this? Does your heart lift or expand? Does it sink or contract? It's common to contract a little inside when we focus on others' happiness, especially if we are struggling and could use some joy ourselves. Instead of judging or fighting that contraction, see if you can allow it to be here and bring some tenderness to yourself. You might even take a few moments to connect with something that brings you joy in life and linger there, allowing yourself to be nourished by it. Then, whenever you're ready, return your attention to another person's happiness. Picture them in your mind's eye. And remember that joy is not a limited resource. The more we rejoice in others' happiness, the better we feel. You can try silently repeating a simple phrase. May your happiness continue. May it increase. Or, I'm so happy for you. I appreciate the blessings in your life. Feel free to make up your own simple phrase that honors and celebrates the joy of someone else. Then, one moment at a time, aim your heart toward their happiness, inviting joyful appreciation. Linger with any feeling or sense of joy that arises. And then, whenever you're ready, allow this to fade and return to the simplicity of your breathing. What did you notice during this practice? Take some time to reflect on what hinders or supports you to feel joy and to rejoice with others. How can you welcome more joy into your life today? And finally, whenever you're ready, you can gently let your eyes open and look around the space where you are.